Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind using 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you know, this virus thing, it actually ties into the helicopter parenting thing, because the helicopter parents are the ones most likely to, I would think, to be squirting hand sanitizer all over their kids.
Oh, yeah.
All around the clock, right? Which we can...
Make sure you put your goggles on before you leave today,
oh,
Jimmy.
Oh, God, it's coming.
Yeah, these are not the kids who are going to be out there eating bugs and playing in, you know, sandboxes with cat turds and all this other nonsense. And I mean, mm-hmm. It's just not going to be happening. So they're going to have weakened immune systems, which, according to this article you have, is the result of... People actually, I mean, the COVID-19 thing is worse because people have weakened their immune systems
exactly.
by not
and
exposing
that,
themselves.
And that is my number one concern with this whole pandemic, this whole lockdown, which makes me think that it is intentional. Because everything they are telling us to do, in my opinion, is wrong for our human bodies.
I don't think that they necessarily intentionally created COVID, but the reactions certainly seem like they've been planned.
Well, that argument is still on the table, whether mm-hmm. it was man-made or not. But certainly, the Faucis of the world, everything he comes out and says, it's like, no. This is not how you build your immune system. This is not how, it's not only destroying the economy, but I think in a way it's destroying your body. Mm. You're not preparing yourself to actually be, basically Fauci is the helicopter parent of the whole damn country.
Right.
Telling us, you know, not allowing us to get out there and do what we need to do to survive. I think many people across this country are weakening themselves. And it all started
mentally and physically.
And this whole idea started a long time ago, like 100 years ago. And this is concerning the way that we treat, the way that we deal with germs these days mm-hmm. versus, so it's germ theory that versus terrain theory versus the body. Let me just get into this article. This is from LouRockwell.com. The author is Karen Salick. Karen.
I feel bad for anyone named Karen now.
I should have just told her last name. Karen writes, I look at the coronavirus crisis differently from most people. To me, it's the reopening of a 150-year-old scientific controversy that much of the Western world has forgotten. French scientist Louis Pasteur is widely celebrated as the father of germ theory, the idea that we became sick when our bodies are invaded by foreign organisms such as bacteria, molds, fungi, and of course, viruses. Although the idea has been circulating long before Pasteur achieved eminence, his laboratory work in the 1860s appeared to provide the scientific proof that has previously been missing. What's not widely known is that another French scientist working in the same field in that same era, held somewhat different beliefs known as the terrain theory. They believed that the most important factor that determines whether or not a person becomes ill is not the presence of a germ, but rather the preparedness of the body's internal environment, the soil or terrain, in order to repel or destroy the germ.
I mean, it seems like this would be pretty easy to test. Take people who have been sheltered and don't have built-up immune systems and expose them to the same germ as you expose to people who do have strong immune systems.
That sounds like an easy experiment, except
yes.
None of them are doing it. Because there's no money in it. We'll get to that.
Well, there's also ethics rules that will prohibit certain types of experimentation.
Well, I mean, look at these vaccines. I mean, they're testing brand new mRNA vaccines that have never been, I don't think, ever been tested on humans before, and people are lining up.
Oh, yeah.
They're lining up to be test subjects.
I mean, they're fighting over who's going to be first, apparently.
That's another news story.
One of the main terrain theory scientists was Antoine Beauchamp. Pasteur and Beauchamp were bitter rivals over several scientific issues. The book Pasteur, Plagiarist Imposter, even suggests that Pasteur plagiarized some of his work from Beauchamp. No doubt sore point with the latter. This sounds a whole lot like Tesla versus Edison, by the way. Kind of the same time period. Beauchamp, no doubt, a sore point with the latter, who ultimately died in obscurity, just like Tesla. Mm-hmm. Pasteur, by contrast, became a skilled self-promoter who literally managed to make his name a household word long past time of his death.
What's his name?
Pasteur. Oh, the other
Louis
guy?
Pasteur.
Louis Pasteur. He's
You've probably heard of pasteurization. I believe he was the guy who came up with that.
The other main proponent of the terrain theory was Claude Bernard, who, notwithstanding their differences of opinion on scientific issue, was a close friend and associate of Pasteur's. At the end of his life, Pasteur is said to have recognized the importance of what Bernard had been trying to tell him, remarking on his deathbed, the germ is nothing. It's the soil. It's the terrain that is everything.
I mean, isn't that almost incontrovertible? I mean, this is why people with weakened immune systems have to be put in bubbles and things like that, because the terrain of their body is not capable of fighting off the germs that everyone else has
It may be incontrovertible to you now, but Pasteur was the 1800s?
1860s.
Yeah. So, I mean, back then.
Well, and keep in mind what they were dealing with in the 1860s. They were living in their own filth.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
They didn't have...
No sanitation.
No sanitation. They weren't sterilizing anything. And on top of that, you had the food. They were malnourished. They were working extremely difficult jobs, a lot of them, and living in their filth. So, I mean, there were a lot of things that were working against the human body.
But, I mean, wouldn't living in their filth strengthen their immune systems, according to this reasoning?
Not if it's constant. You just can't. Yeah, you basically want to build a strong immune system that if you come into contact occasionally, if you brush up against something, that you're able to fight it off. But if you're just constantly living in a cesspool, it's just there's no chance for the body to recuperate. There's no chance for the body to
all things in moderation, including
the cesspool.
Well, I imagine there's probably some sort of upper limit about how filthy one wants to get before, you know, they're just destroying their immune system rather than building
it. Yeah, you don't
want
to make a point of, drowning in filth, but at the same time, getting a little bit dirty isn't the biggest problem in the world.
I'm going to skip the paragraph and go right here. She touches, she sounds like she's from Canada, but, and speaking of, for instance, on the Ontario government's website telling its citizens what to do about COVID-19, its advice consists entirely of measures designed to prevent people from coming in contact with the virus. Mm. Stay home, wash your hands, don't touch your face, maintain physical distancing, and wear a mask when you have to go out. And now, you have your stupid 10 people social circles.
To be fair, that would be good advice if this was like a catastrophically deadly virus.
Yeah, if this was the bubonic plague, which wasn't a virus, by the way, or according to the theories,
it was a bacteria.
It was a bacteria, right? You would think that this would help, but.
I don't know. I'm not a virologist.
No, that's why our opinions don't matter, and we're just spouting fake news right here on the show this evening. No mention is made of any measures individuals can take to ensure their immune systems are operating at peak, to ensure their systems are operating at a peak efficiency. Or, as the French scientists would have put it, the terrain is well prepared to mount a defense.
Right. They're just trying to block anything from reaching the terrain in the first place.
Correct. It's almost as though the Ontario government doesn't believe that human beings have an immune system or that they're of any use whatsoever. The only hope Ontario seems to believe is for the pharmaceutical company,
save us,
to patent a vaccine, because that is the only way that human beings can defend themselves against the virus or acquire immunity.
Well, I mean, they're not entirely wrong. A novel virus is in a brand new virus that no human being had ever encountered. We would have no immune system to fight that
off. But it's corona, and that's not new.
But yet they have.
And it's SARS-2, which has been around.
Yeah, it's just a variant on coronavirus, which is, what, one of the common colds?
Yeah, but that's not the way it works, though. I mean, you can still get the common cold despite your immune system strength.
Because it advances every single year.
And having an immune system against the cold won't keep you from getting the original SARS or SARS-2 COVID-19.
I haven't gotten a cold this year, and I think it has a lot to do with my immune system. And some of the other subjects we're going to talk about in this article.
What do you think about this? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop's this beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is supposed to complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey,
is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Nothing is stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that's their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will Divi go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin as well. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? That's DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. Before we get back into this discussion about germ theory that, I mean, realistically none of us are qualified to discuss, let's go to the phones. We've got Catman calling from California. Catman, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Catman.
So I had an encounter with a police officer. I guess it was a sheriff deputy who was very forceful about educating me in the law, although he never actually clearly told me what part of the law I was violating, being as I understand this law, as I have seen it across the internet, and I have been hearing about it from people just as jibber-jabber, you must be 6 feet away from anyone else in order to be social distancing. And if I'm in a place where I cannot social distance, like if I'm walking into a building or if I'm going, if I'm walking down the sidewalk and there are other people around, I'm supposed to be wearing a mask so that when I slobber, when I talk, it doesn't fly into their face and infect them with the disease that I don't have.
Sounds about right.
You poor bastard out in California. Jeez.
So I'm trying to conform to this law, and I do my best to conform to all of the laws that I'm aware of, or in general. And I'm trying not to be targeted, although I have already been targeted. And now I'm trying. I asked for a court date so that I asked for a ticket so that I could have a court date so that I could explain to the judge and show him the video of the encounter. And
asked for a ticket?
I asked for a ticket, yes.
What was the cop inclined to do previously? Just give you a warning?
No, I think he was just going to yell at me, club me, and throw me somewhere.
Okay.
Did you have your cat on your shoulder when all this was taking place?
I did not. My cat was in the truck. But I was sitting on the hood of the truck. My cat could see the whole thing. He would have been traumatized.
I know. You're going to have an anxious cat now.
I watched the video, by the way. Catman sent me the video of this, and you know, not having really seen one of these interactions before, because we've seen all these reports about people being confronted. Miami police formed a 39-officer task force whose job it is to go around and ticket people, just like this cop did out in California where you are. But I'd yet to actually see any of the video footage of people being confronted.
Are they putting on these tickets? Don't they have to put some sort of code violation?
Yeah, well, how much was it for? Did they write the amount on there, Catman?
Yeah, so here's the funny thing. This just doesn't make much sense to me. So my citation is an infraction, and it does not say what crime I have committed or what my alleged offense was. It simply says a series of numbers and then some letters, which when I looked up online, it comes back as a motor vehicle code, like I let an unlicensed driver operate my vehicle.
Were they talking about the cat?
I have a court date, but it doesn't tell me how much money they want me to bring with me.
Well, I don't know if that's how they normally do things out in California, but I can tell you that's not at all like how they do it here in New Hampshire. Normally, they're supposed to have a very specific citation as far as which alleged code or statute you broke and what the penalty is and the court date and all that. And you're saying there's no penalty on there and there's no actual real clear anything allegations about you. It doesn't say anything about not wearing a mask. Did he? You didn't write any words down on there about that?
No, there is absolutely no words on the ticket at all. I believe I also sent you a picture of the ticket. Did you see that?
I must have missed that one, but it sounds pretty invalid to me.
It sounds like you shouldn't have a hard time getting it dismissed, especially if it's, you know, some traffic violation when you weren't in your vehicle at the time.
Right. And, of course, the officers, at least here in New Hampshire, get paid time and a half to come in and testify. I suspect that something similar will happen in California, but that presumes the officer will come in and actually defend this bunk-sounding ticket. And I don't know if
right.
he will.
I very seriously doubt that he will, just because he told me that this is the first ticket that he has written like this.
Isn't that amazing?
While I was being written this ticket, there were two sheriff deputies standing in front of me. One of them was writing me the ticket. The other one was standing around questioning me while someone off to the side who had nothing to do with anything was yelling vulgarity at me and my friend. And the police chose to do nothing about him. They didn't even say, hey, man, calm down, cool it, like nothing. It was 3-1, and it was very strange to me how buddy system it is out here, but you know,
people without masks are in the minority. I mean, there is a headline I think in my show prep today about a tremendous number of Americans, like 82%, I believe it was, according to some study. TheHill.com reporting 82% of voters support a national face mask mandate. So we, those of us who are against masks, are in the severe minority, at least according to the poll numbers. And what are you seeing on the streets?
I don't vote.
Sure. Well, it won't make a difference either way.
And I suspect a lot of that 18% aren't people who are against the idea of wearing a mask. They just don't want the mandate.
Yeah, that could be the case as well. There's another one that said 95% of people have worn a mask within the last month now, whereas like in April it was only 50% or something like that. So the amount of people complying has gone up dramatically. And even you, Catman, you said in the video that you did have a mask on. It was just pulled down as you were smoking a cigarette, which the cop...
Correct. I have a handkerchief, which I have worn around my neck since the day that this COVID thing started, because I do need to enter stores to be able to survive. And
sure.
So when I, instead of searching for a mask all the time, I just leave my bandana around my neck. And when I need it, I pull it up. And they accept that as a mask, even though the CDC says that in order to stop the coronavirus, you have to have 3 layers of cotton. Mine is only 2 layers, but that's okay.
Yeah, none of that really seems to matter. I mean, none of this makes any sense at all. I mean, people, 855-450-3733. Catman, thanks for the call. Keep us updated on what happens.
News from Bitcoin.com. Twitter hacked. Bitcoin blamed. NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace will soon have a Bitcoin logo on his car. Banks will make $18 billion in fees on COVID-19 relief funds. Bitcoin Cash to let you control your own money. PayPal confirms it's developing cryptocurrency capabilities while still shutting down accounts of crypto users. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrency. Currencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to their channel on YouTube. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Trump administration is offering $35 million in grants to 73 organizations across 34 states to house victims of human trafficking.
And I promised that the Justice Department would do everything in our power to stop human trafficking and to help survivors. And today I'm pleased to announce an important step in keeping that promise.
Attorney General Bill Barr also saying the Justice Department will continue to work with law enforcement to stop human trafficking. The White House is keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Isaias. During a briefing, President Trump telling those in the storm's path to stay on alert and follow the guidance of local officials. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power from the storm. The president saying he's been in touch with governors of states that have been affected by the storm. And you're listening to USA Radio News. On Tuesday, a Republican-led Senate subcommittee is convening a hearing to examine protecting free speech and protests, but also preventing violent demonstrations. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is chairing that committee.
The ranking member said nobody is condoning the violence and rioting, and yet nowhere in the opening remarks was even one word condemning it, condemning the assaults, condemning the 277 injuries that federal law enforcement officers have suffered at the hands of those rioters. Not a word.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, says Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer are delaying getting money to the American people during the pandemic.
We've gotten a full week of the Speaker of the House and the Democratic Leader shutting out all of their own members and refusing to move an inch off of demands that everyone knows are outlandish.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And for years, libertarians have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. However, use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge that's Liberty.menu. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Mike calling from Colorado. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for taking my call. I had a couple comments tonight on the very interesting presentation you gave earlier on helicopter parents. So, you know, I think it's interesting how when kids are kind of sheltered growing up, that affects them later in life. That affects their political ideations, their determination to get out of the house at what age. And, you know, I was just kind of wanting to call in and talk about that a little bit and how you guys dealt with that in your own life. I mean, were you sheltered growing up? Were you kind of, did you have helicopter parents? And
I think we covered that earlier. I don't think a single one of us did.
I was so not sheltered that my aunts and uncles frowned at my parents for letting me do the things that I did as a very young child. They thought that I was a wild child. Yes, I was not. There was no way I fit any of this description.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to go out with my friends when I was a very young person and, you know, run through the woods or wherever it was behind the, go back by the creek behind the house in the neighborhood, back in the neighborhood or whatever. My parents didn't really care where I was as long as I came home safe at the end of the night, you know. That's
right.
Yeah, that was it. When I was a teenager, they really didn't put any kind of extreme control on where I went, or they didn't ask too many questions about where I was going when I got back. They weren't up waiting for me or anything like that at any point. So I was pretty much left to my own devices.
See, mine was more of a mixed bag because I did live with my heavily religious grandmother for a while, and she was in some ways a helicopter parent, but it was entirely for religious reasons. Like, she wouldn't let me go hang out with this friend because their parents didn't take them to church on Sundays or whatever.
Bad influence on you.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that was also...
You. She wants you to go to heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Didn't work.
No. Backfired spectacularly, I would say. But for the most part, it was when I was, you know, that was sort of in the middle of my childhood. But earlier, I was living with my mother in Arkansas, and... Mm-hmm. She didn't care what it did. It was because she was smacked out on heroin the entire time, but I was also 6 years old and could just go walk down the street and play at the park by myself, and it didn't matter because I was going to get home safely. Then there was the period with the religious grandmother. Then it was back to my dad, who didn't give a crap.
Yeah, I mean, there was basically some ground rules that that my parents would set, like, look both ways before you go in the street. And don't get into the guy's van if he's offering candy or whatever, right? Like, don't go with strangers, don't get hit by a car, have fun. That was pretty much it.
What about your experience, Mike?
My experience, well, I'm in college now, actually, and kind of it dealt more with politics when I was growing up, how my parents wanted to shift my mindset towards a certain political party. And, you know, I think it plays a big part what you go through early in life and later in life, and especially in high school and stuff like that. And
interesting? Because I've never heard politics being brought into the question of helicopter parenting. Are you suggesting that one particular viewpoint politically is more or less likely to be helicopter parents?
Well, you know, that's an interesting kind of point, because I feel like helicopter parents, in the sense that if you're more Republican, if you're more right wing, then you're going to be more kind of you know, conservative. You're not going to do certain things before marriage, like probably you're not going to have sex before marriage. You're going to be more religious, have that kind of viewpoint, where if you're more progressive, right, you're probably going to be less sheltered. You're going to be open to drugs at an earlier age.
Opposite's going to be truer. I think it's going to be far more likely that the progressives are the helicopter parents.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting,
That would seem to meet the stereotype more.
Because they're the ones, you know, calling police on people for letting their kids play out in the backyard or whatever.
Conservative parents?
No,
saying, progressives.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that seems like a helicopter parent thing to do.
That's what she just said. She said progressives.
She's on
out
for
a
moment. I do it sometimes. It happens.
No, no. I thought you just said the conservatives would be more likely to be helicopter parents.
You said progressives.
Okay.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for the call.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, anytime. I don't know whether or not I think it's likely that conservatives would be helicopters. I mean, clearly they are. I mean, there's religious ones and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I imagine, it's going to be far more a liberal Democrat thing, I would think.
I think it's equal across the board. I just think what they're protective of is different.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, you have your conservatives. They're probably going to be more likely to, just like the caller says, no sex before marriage. You need to go to church more often. Da 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 da. Probably need to go into join the military. That's going to be make you a better person in life. Whereas the progressive one might be more concerned with that you're hanging out with the right kind of people. That you're not hanging out with those fascists. that you're getting into good
school.
Yeah,
those fascist 6-year olds.
That,
man,
you're, that you're getting into a good school to be a
them.
Good, you know, good elitist teacher one day. I don't know. I think it's.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, I've never heard politics being brought into the discussion of helicopter parents before. I think you probably would have people pointing fingers on both sides. Yeah. You know, like, oh, well, they'd be more likely to do it, and, you know, pointing at the other side. I don't know.
That's what the two tribes do best. They point the finger at each other and say fascist at each other. They call it one, it's either one or the other.
Regardless, I think we can all agree that helicopter parenting is a bad idea.
It's bad.
Yeah. Like, Michael Gordon, who occasionally used to host Free Talk Live, he's not a helicopter parent, and his oldest, I think he's his oldest son, Mikey, is one of the most responsible, well-adjusted people I know of his age.
Absolutely.
Or have ever known of his age.
I actually have some personal experience with my daughter in this. Supposedly, the Xers are supposed to be the helicopter parents in the article that we read earlier, which would be my generation.
Yep.
I did not raise my child. I did not stand over her and breathe down her neck. I was, you know, trying to give her every opportunity to go out and figure things on her own, because I, from a very early age, I understood that that is what, you know, no handouts coming from this guy, no participation trophies from this guy.
Right.
And I think it kind of backfired on me.
How?
Because she was surrounded. All of her friends were these anxious kids who got praise, who were overpraised from their parents. And then you had me.
But so you would praise her for actually doing a good thing.
For being successful.
Okay.
For being efficient.
I just want to make sure you wouldn't just, like, not praise her for anything.
Well, when she, I think she got a dose of this super praise from her friends when she would go hang out with her buddies. And then she would come back to mean old Dad Conan.
Dad won't give her a trophy for anything.
I know, right? And I think right now, because she's only 22, I think she's still kind of holding a grudge against me.
Hmm.
Like that maybe I didn't love her enough. Because she saw what was going on with these other families. And
didn't she get out of your house like as soon as she could, basically? Like
she had
like out on
she
her
had
own?
A, she, if she could have had a job at 14, she would have, except... Guess what? Stupid child laws.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically at 16, she was working, going to work, and she got out real early. Yeah, oh, yeah, she's just like I did, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's way ahead of her peers as far as getting out there and being an adult. She's years ahead of her buddies.
But she probably can't relate to them.
No.
Sounds like a good success story, though. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which tonight it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to tonight's amplifier. He's Joe. He's a gold-level amplifier, which means that he chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. Joining it is the best way to help Free Talk Live's message get out there. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you might consider joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. All the money that goes there is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote. Free Talk Live, it comes with a number of cool little features like an AMP-only Facebook group, and the reason I bring it up now, an AMP-only call-in line at discord.freetalklive.com. So, Joe, we want to thank you once again for being an amplifier. We hope you're enjoying the show. And let's go to the AMP-only call-in line at discord.freetalklive.com. We've got Etars. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in about the point that that Mike brought up about the helicopter parents, and I think that a lot of the problems we have with defining where they are on the political spectrum is the fact that people look at it as a left versus right thing. And so when you look at your typical liberal elitist parent, the thing that you have to remember is that they want to control how other people act. And so when they look at their children, they want to have total control over everything that they do and say. And so that's why I think that a lot, and me personally, growing up, I've seen that my more politically liberal friends had parents that wanted total control over them. I shouldn't say I didn't grow up with a bunch of Republican friends that had parents that were like that. But they seem to be more of a let you get hoisted by your own petard kind of mindset, where like you're only going to learn lessons if you fall on your face.
That would be my experience as well, but I'm from Mississippi, which has its own weird little culture. Anyway, for the most part, the conservatives there are not going to be conservative. I mean, they're not going to be helicopter parents. They're going to be the type that, hey, if you stick your hand into that tractor cutting thing, whatever they're called, I don't know, I never worked on a farm, you're going to regret it. They wouldn't rush out there to save, well, they probably would rush out there to save the kid from doing it, but I mean, you get the idea. They let people make their own choices and reap the consequences of that.
Yeah, I think that's what it really comes down to is that, I mean, you can shelter people and have them avoid consequences for their actions, but at some point you have to realize that the only way you're going to learn a lesson is by learning it the hard way. And I think that's, and I don't want to say it's a conservative or a liberal thing, but I think that that's a freedom mindset versus an authoritarian mindset. And so, like, a libertarian point of view is that the only way you're going to figure out that freedom has consequences is if you're free to live those consequences, whereas authoritarians, they have this desire to shield you from the realities of life. And I think that's what it comes down to, and that's where I think that the left versus right breaks down, and really what you have is a difference between authoritarians and freedom-loving people.
That's an excellent point. I wonder how many libertarian helicopter parents there are out there. I mean, I'm sure they have to exist, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. I think that there's definitely a difference between two distinct types of parenting styles I've seen within libertarians. You talked about Michael Gordon, sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live. Angie, his wife, has been on the show as well. Those are very hands-off people where it's live and let live. They treat their kids like they're individuals and that they can make choices for themselves. And then there's another type of parent that basically says they own their kids. So they believe they're libertarian because they believe in property rights, which is a very common thing.
Children and are somehow
their children
property?
Are their property. Yeah, that's
horrifying.
That's a mindset that I've seen out there.
These people claiming that other human beings can be their property call themselves libertarians.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I've seen it.
I don't doubt it. Etoris, thank you so much for the call.
And it's a very authoritarian mindset, right? So, like, they're supposedly libertarian, but the reality of within their own household is it's run like an authoritarian dictatorship. Which they have the right to do. I mean, it's their house, so they can do what they want. But I also think that their kids should have the right to emancipate themselves from it if they want.
I would agree entirely. Yeah. Conan?
Once a child is old enough to move out and take care of themselves, basically, I don't care what age. I don't care if they're 12. I don't care if they're 22. That, in my opinion, is when they're capable of making decisions on their own and voting and making the, you know.
But what if they're not old enough to get a job, move out, and take care of themselves? What if we're talking about like a six-year-old here? Does the six-year-old have no rights? Is the six-year-old just their parents' property?
I would say, is your pet your property or is a pet an individual?
A pet is my friend.
Okay, well,
not my property.
To some people, maybe some, you know, say, for example, my chickens are not my pets. They're my property. I'm going to be eating them.
Yeah, so I'm not going to eat my cats. They're my friends.
I guess this is something I had to think about because I think it depends on the child. There's going to be a time when that child is capable of making decisions on his or her own and being a thinking individual. And there's going to be times when 2, 3, 4 years of age, they can't think for themselves. They're pooping all over the place. They're throwing up all over the place. They're basically just, you know, walking poop bags.
Well, I agree. And tell me, you can't, even if a 4-year-old somehow has millions of dollars, you can't let the 4-year-old get their own apartment in Brooklyn, right?
And it's not going to happen.
And now if you have
they could legally do it,
you
shouldn't allow
have
it.
An 18-year-old and you haven't allowed that child to learn anything on their own because you've been providing for them their entire lives, so basically have a worthless human being living under your house, I'm going to say that kid probably needs more micromanagement than, say, the 12-year-old that you've been allowing to run through the woods, make decisions on their own, build forts and whatnot. So I think it really depends on the individual. It really depends on the kid.
I don't think that
some people need to be owned.
Well, maybe that
I'm
know
certainly
about that,
not
but
agreeing with that.
I work with these some people. I'm talking about full grown adults.
Some people want to be told what to do.
That's
a choice they can make for themselves. But you know, the old example on this question of what if the 6-year-old wants to move out, I mean, how unrealistic that is. We've all had either friends or individuals that we know or ourselves personally have run away, right? Like, I'm leaving, Mom!
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Okay, bye! Good luck out there! And then, you know, 20 minutes later, the kid's back at the back door knocking or trying to come in or whatever, right? Like, you lock the front door, but you leave the back door open, and before you know it, they're back. They brought themselves back because they realized, oh, I have nowhere to go. I have no resources, I have no knowledge, and I'm coming back to the one place where I know I can get something to eat and get out of the rain. So I think it's highly unlikely that anybody under a certain age is going to really take the whole idea of leaving home very seriously. But if they do, then good luck to them.
Well, and that's it's basically what I did. It's what my daughter did.
You didn't leave at age 6.
No, not at 6, but I left at age 16.
Okay.
As did
well,
my...
16 is certainly old enough to be able to make your own decisions.
And by then, you can actually get a job, finally.
Correct. Yeah.
But no, this is exactly why I've never liked leadership roles. I could lead if I have to, but I don't like it because there are employees out there who are straight up laissez-faire. They can go off, they can take care of business, and then you've got individuals who can't make a decision on their own and they want to be led. And I can't stand it. I can't stand working with those people. Yeah. I don't want to be bossing you all damn day. Go do your job. But there are people out there for whatever reason, either because it's a mindset, it's just DNA, and or they were raised that way. I'm talking about older people. I'm talking about full-grown adults.
I suspect that's more of a matter of laziness, though. It's that they don't want to do anything, so they won't take the initiative to do something, even if they know that it's something that needs to be done, simply because no one has told them to do it.
Right.
And that means no one will recognize, maybe, I don't know, no one will recognize that they did a thing, so they won't get that pat on the back or whatever it is that they want.
So as far as ownership goes, whether you own your cat or your child or whatnot, I'm saying it all depends on the individual. My chickens, they have to be owned. They cannot take care of themselves and survive all the predators out there. So I have to take care of them. They are my property. My goal, if I ever bring any more children into this world, is I don't want to own them ever. I want them as soon as they are capable, as soon as they stop pooping all over themselves and they can, you know, they're walking and doing things. Everything, all of my energy.
I don't think having
all of my
a ward
energy,
means that they're owned. Like my cats are my wards. Sure, I take care of them, I feed them, I clean up behind them. But that doesn't mean they're my property. They're my wards. They're these friends of mine that I have to take care of. In the same way that back when I was married, if my wife had been in this catastrophic accident that left her, you know, paralyzed from the neck down,
right,
I would have taken care of her. That never would have made her my property.
Right. Well, I think the whole point of this conversation is that owning any other human being is not the way to do business. You should not want to ever be in that situation where you're owning other human life. That's bad.
I would agree entirely. What do you think? We're sure to rile some feathers with this one. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in free of oppression.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.